Linus pushes a big cardboard box to the top of a snowy hill, followed by Sally, and they hop into it.
Now what? Kind of a steep hill, isn't it?
Don't worry about it. Just lean forward and jiggle your feet.
I think I've changed my mind.
The box tips over.
If I hadn't known you were only going that far, I would have stayed in.
Sally walks away. Linus pushes the box to the top of the hill and gets in.
Here we go. We put it in fast forward, and here we go.
He falls backward.
Fast reverse.
He pushes the box back to the top and jumps in. The box bounces down the hill. Linus is thrown out, and the box lands on top of a tree. Sally and Lucy stare up at it as Linus lies in the snow nearby.
I think they look better when they have a little star or an angel on top.
Later, Charlie Brown rings a doorbell, and Lucy answers.
Would you like to buy a Christmas wreath?
It's not even Thanksgiving yet. By the time Christmas comes, all the needles will be falling off.
Don't hang it near the turkey.
Charlie approaches another house.
Would you like to buy a Christmas wreath?
It isn't even Thanksgiving yet.
Charlie blinks.
Would you like to buy a Thanksgiving wreath? Would you like to buy a Christmas wreath?
Do you know what you are doing? Don't you realize you're adding to the over-commercializing of Christmas?
Not till I sell one.
Charlie walks up to another house.
Good morning. This is a Christmas wreath.
Thank you. I love samples.
She snatches the wreath.
I give up. I can't imagine anyone else having as much trouble as I do selling Christmas wreaths. Good morning, sir. Would you like to buy a nice Christmas wreath?
The slamming door knocks him down.
Merry Christmas anyway, sir. God bless us, everyone, said Tiny Tim the last of all, and joy to the world.
He leaves.
Rats.
He unboxes wreaths at home.
What are you up to, big brother?
I'm trying to sell Christmas wreaths from door to door.
Getting on the old commercial bandwagon, eh? Going after those big holiday bucks, huh? Need any help?
Sally walks with Charlie as he carries wreaths. She rings a doorbell.
Good morning. Ask your mom if she would like to buy a Christmas wreath. Tell her they were made from the famous forests of Lebanon. You can read about them in the second chapter of the second book of Chronicles. If you buy two, we'll throw in an autographed photo of King Solomon.
You can't tell people these wreaths were made from the forests of Lebanon. That's lying.
Good morning. Would you like to buy a Christmas wreath made from some junky old branches my brother found in a Christmas tree lot? You wouldn't, would you? And I can't say I blame you. See, your way doesn't work either.
Now she stands with Snoopy.
I think we need better packaging. We need a better way to show off our product. Good morning. Would you like to buy a Christmas wreath?
Snoopy wears the wreath on his snout. In a field, Linus walks around a snowman wearing a top hat and holding a stick like a clarinet. He walks off, and Woodstock appears under the hat, whistling. A title appears. It's Christmas Time Again, Charlie Brown. Written and created by Charles M. Schultz. Original music by Vince Guaraldi. Music arranged and performed by David Benoit. Executive producer Lee Mendelson. Produced and directed by Bill Melendez.
Guess what, Chuck? Disaster time. Our teacher wants us to read a book during Christmas vacation. Got any suggestions?
On what book to read?
No, on how to get out of it.
Patty watches TV.
I'm not going to have to read a book, Marcy. See, A Tale of Two Cities was just on TV. I watched the movie, so now I won't have to read the book. The only thing I didn't understand were the parts about the shampoo, the soap, and the coffee.
Those were the commercials, sir.
I'd like to read this book, Marcy, but I'm kind of afraid. I had a grandfather who didn't think much of reading. He always said if you read too many books, your head would fall off.
You start the first chapter, sir, and I'll hold on to your head.
Patty rolls a ball of snow.
Why aren't you reading your book, sir?
It's too nice today to stay inside and read, Marcy. Besides, I have to build this snowman. If I don't do it, no one else will. And he'll never exist. I'm his creator. It's my duty to give him life. This snowman has a right to live, Marcy.
You're weird, sir.
Marcy, what book were you supposed to read during Thanksgiving vacation?
This is Christmas vacation, sir.
Christmas vacation? How can I read something during Christmas vacation when I didn't read what I was supposed to read during Thanksgiving vacation?
Duck, sir. Easter is coming.
Now they sit in a theater.
What are we going to hear today, Marcy?
Handel's Messiah. The most exciting part is when they get to the Hallelujah chorus and everyone stands.
Standing is exciting?
Patty looks at audience members seated around them.
It's the Hallelujah chorus, sir. Everyone is standing up.
They're what?
Standing up. Yipe!
Marcy falls.
Everywhere we go, Marcy, you embarrass me.
In class, Patty writes, "Yesterday we heard a beautiful performance of the Messiah."
What was Handel's first name, Marcy?
I'm ashamed to admit, I don't know.
I'll just have to guess.
She writes, "It was written by Joe Handel." Later, Snoopy rings a bell while wearing a Santa costume.
I suppose we're going to have to listen to that bell ringing every time we walk by here now.
Wouldn't you think it could do something besides ring a bell?
Snoopy grins and honks a horn.
Just ignore that, Santa Claus, Linus. There's nothing he can do to you.
Snoopy blows them over.
I don't think you're a real Santa Claus. What do you have to say about that?
He blows Lucy's hat off. She leaves and Sally approaches.
I don't think you're the real Santa Claus. If you're the real Santa, where are your helpers?
Birds walk by holding help signs.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Elsewhere, Linus lifts a snowman's top hat and finds birds playing violin and upright bass. He lowers it and walks away. Cut to black. Charlie watches Sally write English theme, the true meaning of Christmas. To me, Christmas is the joy of getting.
You mean giving. Christmas is the joy of giving.
I don't have the slightest idea what you're talking about.
She writes, Christmas is getting all you can get while the getting is good.
Giving. The only real joy is giving.
She rolls her eyes.
Like, wow.
Later, Charlie reads a book.
I'm making out my Christmas list. Now, how do you spell your name?
I'm your brother, and you don't even know how to spell my name?
I'll put down Sam. I know how to spell that.
She begins a letter, dear, and stops. She goes to Charlie.
What was his name again?
Santa Claus.
Any middle initial?
No, I don't think so. At least I've never heard of one.
How about his wife? Do you know her name?
Well, sometimes you hear people say her name is Merry Christmas.
Really? That's very interesting. Maybe I'll write to her instead.
Sally walks to the table and writes, Dear Merry Christmas, congratulations on deciding to keep your own name. Charlie glances at the letter and rolls his eyes. Elsewhere, Snoopy walks by the Christmas tree, glances behind him, and grabs a candy cane from a branch. He dances, twirling the cane. Sally approaches Charlie.
Where are all the candy canes?
The what?
The candy canes that were on the tree. They're all gone.
Sally and Charlie inspect the tree.
Have you looked outside?
Outside?
She looks outside where Snoopy and some yellow birds dance with top hats and candy canes. Later, Linus holds a book with Sally sitting next to him.
Tell me about Christmas, Linus. How did all this Christmas stuff start anyway? Except for the part of getting lots of presents. I don't see what all the fuss is about.
Well, this is from the second chapter of Luke.
You know what I hate? I hate shopping.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch.
I haven't gotten anything for my brother for Christmas yet.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them.
Everything costs so much.
And the glory of the Lord surround about them.
and they were sore afraid.
Actually, I don't really want to spend any money at all.
And the angel said unto them,
I wonder if I can get him something for free. Is that it? I always thought the Christmas story was longer than that.
Linus falls onto his back. Later, they sit beside a radio. On the first
day of Christmas, that song drives me crazy. What in the world is a calling bird?
A calling bird is a kind of partridge. In 1 Samuel 26:20, it says, For the king of Israel has come out to seek my life, just as though he were hunting the calling bird. There's a play on words here, you see. David was standing on a mountain calling, and he compared himself to a partridge being hunted. Isn't that fascinating?
If I get socks again for Christmas this year, I'll go even more crazy.
His head steams.
I remember reading that Albert Schweitzer dreaded the thought of receiving Christmas gifts. And do you know why that was? It was because he hated having to write thank you notes. What do you think about that?
Who's Albert Schweitzer?
In a store.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to buy a Christmas present for a girl I know. I was thinking maybe a pair of gloves. Would it help if I described her? Well, she has 10 fingers. $25 for a pair of gloves?
He checks his wallet.
I'm sorry, ma'am. That's more than I can afford. Could I maybe buy just a thumb?
At home, Charlie approaches Sally.
I wanted to buy Peggy Jean some gloves for Christmas, but they cost $25.
She's going to be disappointed when she finds out her boyfriend is a cheapskate.
I'm not a cheapskate. I just don't have $25.
Put it on your credit card.
I don't have a credit card.
So long, Peggy Jean.
Later, Charlie leans on a wall.
I'd like to give Peggy Jean a nice pair of gloves for Christmas, but I can't afford it.
If she really likes you, Charlie Brown, she'll appreciate anything you give her.
If you don't give her exactly what she's expecting, she'll hate you for the rest of your life.
You know why I want to buy Peggy Jean those gloves for Christmas? When I first met her this summer at camp, I noticed what pretty hands she had. I want those pretty hands to be warm. But I don't have $25 to buy the gloves.
Send her a nice card and tell her to keep her hands in her pockets.
Later, in a store.
See? There they are. Those are the gloves I'd like to buy Peggy Jean for Christmas.
Where are you going to get $25?
That's the problem.
Maybe you can sell your dog. I take it back. He's probably only worth 50 cents.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking at those gloves again. I wish I could get them for this girl I know, but I can't afford them. I just like to stand here and pretend I'm buying them for her. Sorry, ma'am. I didn't realize I was fogging up the glass.
Go ahead, ask him.
Is this the bus stop?
Charlie runs a stand.
All I have is a dime. Will I get change?
Do you have a Billie Jean King?
His sign reads, For sale, Joe Garagiola autographed baseball. Make me an offer. In his room, Charlie moves comics from his closet to a box. He reads one, smiles, and sets it aside.
Are these all you have?
Charlie sits at his stand in a mountain of comic books. Later, in the store.
Yes, ma'am. I sold my whole collection of comic books. See, here's the money. Now I can buy those gloves for that girl I like.
Brownie Charles.
Peggy Jean, what are you doing here?
I've been shopping with my mother. Look, I just bought this new pair of gloves.
Charlie stiffens.
And did you buy her the gloves?
Sure. I sold my whole comic book collection to get the money. Then I met her in the store, and she showed me the new pair of gloves she just bought.
So you're not going to give her the pair you bought?
Why give her something she already has? Well, at least they didn't go to waste.
Snoopy wears gloves.
I'm going to ask the teacher if I can be Mary in the Christmas play this year.
She's already asked me, sir.
I think I'll be great in the part.
She asked me yesterday.
I like the part where the angel Gabriel talks to me.
Why would Gabriel talk to you? You never listen.
I can probably wear these same him sandals. Yes, ma'am. I'd like to volunteer to play the part of Mary in our Christmas play. You what?
That's right, sir. She asked me yesterday.
Mary never wore glasses.
She talks on a phone.
Hey, Chuck, did Mary ever wear glasses? What do you mean, Mary who? In the Bible, does it say anything about Mary wearing glasses?
Patty listens, frowning.
Then how can Marcy play Mary instead of me? And the teacher says I'm going to be playing a sheep.
Why can't I ever be a wrong number?
Later, Charlie holds a hockey stick.
Guess what? I've been asked to be in the Christmas play. I'm going to be an angel. All I have to do is say, hark!
She reads a script.
This is what I have to do in the Christmas play. When the sheep are through dancing, I come out and say, hark. Then Herald Angel starts to sing.
Herald Angel?
It's right here in the script.
She shakes the paper at him.
Hark! How did that sound? I'm practicing my line for the Christmas play. I live in mortal dread of getting out on the stage and forgetting what I am to say.
Well, if you did, you could always make up something.
That's true. How about hay?
Not very biblical.
Charlie walks with his hockey stick. Sally follows and hands him her script.
Here's the line I have to say in the Christmas play. See if I get it right. Hark!
You got it.
He gives it back.
I've always wondered how actors remember all those lines.
Later, she twirls showing off costume wings on her back.
I'm all set for the Christmas play. Do I look like an angel?
You look fine.
She walks past.
Good luck. Break a leg. Linus and I will be in the audience.
Linus and Sally enter a crowded auditorium. He opens a door for her and she heads backstage. Charlie meets Linus at the auditorium entrance and they find seats smiling. At home, Patty wears a sheep costume.
Another Christmas play and I have to be a sheep. I hate being a sheep.
No part in a play is small, sir, if it brings joy to the audience. You do that so well, sir.
They walk.
Every time there's a Christmas play, I end up being a sheep.
Watch out for the curb here, sir.
What?
She falls.
Slouching toward Bethlehem, huh, sir?
I can't stand it.
Patty stands up and follows Marcy across the street. Backstage.
You look cute in your sheep costume, sir.
Sure, Marcy, sure.
I was up late last night memorizing all my lines.
All your lines. I can't remember my lines, Marcy.
You're a sheep, sir. All you have to say is bah.
My mind has gone blank. I'm doomed. I wonder if this happened to Laurence Olivier.
Hark!
Sally points up.
Hark! Hark!
Linus turns to Charlie.
Looks like the play will start soon.
Well, you'll have to excuse me, sir. My first scene.
Marcy walks off.
Who wants to be in a Christmas play if they make you be a sheep? A sheep doesn't get to do anything.
Hark!
Stage curtains part. Under a spotlight, Franklin stands up on a box. Marcy stands on the floor beside him, holding a shepherd's crook.
I am Gabriel. Do not be afraid, Mary.
Behold, I am the handmaiden of the Lord.
They turn to Patty in her costume.
I am Gabriel, Mary. And I couldn't hear you because of the sheep.
The curtains close.
Hark!
Sally reads her script.
Hark!
She smiles.
Hark! Hark!
I can't remember my lines, Marcy.
All you have to say is bah.
My mind has gone blank. I'll never remember it. Why do they have to spoil Christmas by making us be in plays?
We're on, sir. Let's show them how.
Marcy hooks Patty's leg with the crook and drags her on stage. Marcy bows.
And there were shepherds in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night.
Woof, meow, moo, whatever.
The word hawk hangs in the air around them as Patty slumps.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Marcy drags her off stage.
So far, this has been a good Christmas play, Charlie Brown. When does your sister come on?
Right after the dancing sheep. She steps out and says, hark! And then Herald Angel sings.
Herald Angel?
All I know is what she told me.
Charlie and Linus applaud.
The sheep are through dancing, Charlie Brown. Here comes your sister.
Sally walks into the spotlight.
Hockey stick!
Her eyes widen.
Hockey stick?
Later at home with Charlie.
I said hockey stick. Why did I say hockey stick? All I had to say was heart, and I said hockey stick. I ruined the whole Christmas play. Everybody hates me. Moses hates me. Luke hates me. The apostles hate me. All 50 of them.
Now Charlie talks on the phone.
I don't know. I didn't see the rest of the play. As soon as Sally said, hockey stick, and everyone laughed, I left. She gets everything mixed up. She even thought someone named Herald Angel was going to sing. Excuse me, somebody's at the door.
He sets the phone down and answers the door.
Hi, is Sally home? My name is Herald Angel.
Charlie stares. Linus watches TV.
Okay, get up. I want to lie in that beanbag.
Remember when we were all sitting around the Christmas tree, opening our presents? That's when you said it.
That's when I said what?
It was beautiful. You said, why do we have to be nice to each other only on Christmas? Why can't we be nice to each other every day?
You drive me crazy.
Joy to the world.
Linus smiles broadly. Fade to black. Credits appear, written by Charles M. Schultz. Credits continue. A Lee Mendelson, Bill Melendez production in association with Charles M. Schultz Creative Associates and United Media Productions. Words appear. The end. It's Christmas time again, Charlie Brown. Copyright 1992, United Feature Syndicate, Incorporated.